Welcome to North Valley's devotional podcast for May 20th, 2021. Today we'll be reading from Deuteronomy 6, verses 3 through 9. Pay attention, Israel. Our ancestors worshipped the Lord, and he promised to give us this land that is rich with milk and honey. Be careful to obey him, and you will become a successful and powerful nation. Listen, Israel, the Lord our God is the only true God. So love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength. Memorize his laws and tell them to your children over and over again. Talk about them all the time, whether you're at home or walking along the road or going to bed at night or getting up in the morning. Write down copies and tie them to your wrists and foreheads to help you obey them. Write these laws on the door frames of your homes and on your town gates. We're fast-tracking through the Old Testament, and perhaps by skipping ahead to Deuteronomy, doing a disservice and reinforcing the idea that Leviticus and Numbers are put in the Bible only to stretch our belief that, quote, all scripture is God-breathed and useful. Leviticus and Numbers are primarily about the ordering of Israelite society, about obedience, and about understanding the law more fully, all of which is helpful context for understanding the nature of God and how to be in proper relationship. However, much of these expectations have not carried forward into Christianity because of the writings of Paul and the decision of the early church that faithful Christianity did not need to be culturally Jewish. That said, the heart of what this second half of the Pentateuch is about is summed up in Deuteronomy 6. The law, with all its specificity, comes down to Deuteronomy 6, 4, and 5. Listen, Israel, the Lord our God is the only true God, so love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength. This is what Jesus is talking about 1,000 years or more later when he says he hasn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. The law is made so the people of God will live in trust and collaboration with God. Moses, as he is preparing Israel to take over the promised land, is trying to make sure that Israel will be faithful to this way of living. Loving God is intended to be wholehearted. Loving God means living a sacramental life, a life that is full of cues and reminders about God. Regardless of what's happening or where it's happening, remember God, remember God's direction, write it down, and practice it. After these instructions, Moses is clear that God's provision and care will be so evident that it will be easy to forget and take for granted. But when you have eaten so much that you can't eat anymore, don't forget it was the Lord who set you free from slavery and brought you out of Egypt. Worship and obey the Lord your God with fear and trembling, and promise that you will be loyal to him. Deuteronomy 6, 11b through 13. Practicing remembrance and creating cues for sacramental living are important to living lives of worship and faithfulness. The same is true for us. We may be people of the Spirit and not of the law, but it's all the more important that we love God with all ourselves and pay attention to every aspect of our lives. Some scholars have compared the story of the Exodus from Egypt as the heart of the Jewish understanding of God's faithfulness to Jesus' sacrificial death and resurrection, as the heart of Christianity's understanding of God's faithfulness. In both cases, the message is, don't forget. Just as Israel is called to be centered on God and trust God's provision, we too are called to make God the center of our lives. We are often too quick to dismiss the Old Testament witness of faithfulness as irrelevant to faithful Christ-centered living, yet Moses' direction to Israel, incorporating reminders and cues within our daily schedule and rhythm as a means to loving God with our whole selves, is a useful spiritual tool. These practices have been part of the Judeo-Christian tradition for thousands of years and draw us to the heart of God now as fully as they did then. Some questions for today. How can you create cues or habits in your life that will keep your attention fixed on God? How do you work out loving God with your whole heart, soul, and strength? How are you faithful to remember God's goodness and provision?